This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grilling, it's a sizzler. In the kitchen, we go to Ramsay.
I need you to make a remix without this guy. I'm begging you.
This guy sucks.
He sucks. Get me in the hook.
It's the song of the year. Always gonna boom, 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 boom. Never gonna doom, 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 Ohio.
Ohio.
I got to keep on rising.
There we go. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 30 minutes. We're less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, Ike Reese.
Yeah, buddy.
Coming up right at 4, Brian Baldinger will join us. Get some thoughts from Baldy.
Baldy!
You know he grinds tape. You know that's what he is. He's a tape grinder. But we need to grind ourselves a little fairway action right now.
Oh, let me
grind it.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Well, first of all, let me just say, that's a terrible introduction to this.
Awful.
Not you.
Okay.
I mean, having that big Justice and AJ nonsense play before Nance comes
They're
on.
Cooked.
Yeah.
All right.
Only 11 more times we'll be able to hear Jim Nance.
A tradition unlike any other. I'll tell you, man. You know, sometimes there are events that going into the event, there's so much hype around the event that it rarely meets expectations. But Jack knows. We've talked about the final day at Augusta, coming down the stretch.
Yes.
The second nine.
The back nine, some say.
Yeah. I got corrected when I called it the back nine.
Why?
They told me it was the second nine.
Well, they should shove it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Sorry, I've always heard back nine. I didn't mean to raise my voice.
I agree, though. Oh, here's the thing. What a final round did we have yesterday. Rory McIlroy. We left you Friday, Spike.
Yes.
Rory was nowhere near the leaderboard.
Right.
By the end of the day, he was. And boy, did he take advantage over the weekend. He came into Sunday's Masters with a two-stroke lead, I believe, over Bryson DeChambeau. Spike?
Yes.
That two-stroke lead was gone after one hole.
One hole. Wow.
That's all it took.
Did he bogey and the other guy birdie?
Double bogey. First hole coming out the gate.
Only player in Masters history to win it with four double bogeys.
Mm. Wow. He tried to choke.
So for those of you who don't know about Rory's history, there's been some collapses in his history.
Wow.
So he was starting to get the reputation as a guy who couldn't finish.
To me, golf chokes are the best chokes.
They really are. Yeah, well, I tell you, when you talk about having an up and down round, Rory McIlroy had an up and down round. He bounced back quickly, birdie in the third and fourth hole. So he gets the lead there. He makes the turn with a birdie at 9 and 10, going up four strokes. It looks like Bryson DeChambeau.
Please lower your voice.
You're right. Looks like DeChambeau was the one that's collapsing under pressure. He's 4 or 5 strokes off the lead. And here it is going into the second nine. It looks like Rory is going to have a cakewalk to his first ever green jacket. But Augusta, don't play that. And every stroke that she gave you Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, oh, she was looking for revenge on Sunday, and she was taking strokes back. All right. Rory down the stretch hit a couple of shots. First of all, let's get to 13.
Did you say she was taking strokes back?
Not what I said. Okay. That's a different read.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to the 13th hole.
Okay. Yes.
Par 5.
What happened?
We're just making a round at a man's corner. DeChambeau, come on. On the 11th, tournament over. for DeChambeau in the water.
Choker.
Royce decides he's going to play it safe, Spike. That's when Augusta takes her bite out of the apple. So what does he do? Third shot. Par five. All he needs to do is lay it up there. That's third shot. He's 80 yards out from the flag.
Seems easy.
What does he do?
He choked.
Ah, oh, palms got sweaty.
Oh, no.
Man, shanked it right in the water. And this is where everyone thought the collapse was coming.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
I saw people tweeting about it.
Justin Rose, who had the lead out of the first two rounds, thought his day, his weekend was over with it. There's no way you can lead all 4 days and win a tournament. So he's just laying in the weeds. Next thing you know, he birdies 16 to tie Roy McIlroy.
Please lower your voice.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Stone Cold Killer Justin Rose.
I tell you, Justin Rose. I tell you, Spike. Then there was a shot on 15. Man. Second shot, par five.
Oh,
he's going for the green and two. Remember, shades of Tiger Woods.
On back-to-back days.
Wow.
Hit a shot. He's walking it down. Hit it to within like 8 feet.
Spike, he hit a draw around the trees.
I don't know what that means.
It's an impossible golf.
Yeah. He like curved it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Low into the left.
Wow.
I know what that's like to have that curve.
Yes.
Man, I tell you. Some people appreciate it. I tell you, you get to 10 feet away from the hole.
All right, okay.
Oh, back to all this, right. Okay.
10 right. feet yep. away from the hole.
Yep. Everyone lower their voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Relax in there.
Yes.
With an eagle putt there to really put the tournament out of reach.
Did you tell me to relax?
Of course, he does not eagle it. He birdies it.
Of course.
Okay. He goes up. All right, so we get to the 16th hole. I'm telling you, I'm thinking we're cruising here, Fritz. Roy's going to win his first green jacket.
Yeah, it's over.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's got a one-stroke lead.
Okay.
Going into the final hole, Spike.
Yes.
But before you get to the final hole, Justin Rose hit a 70-foot putt.
A Canadian.
To get to English. 11 under.
Oh, he's not Canadian.
To get to 11 under.
Wow.
One stroke behind Roy McIlroy going to the 18th. All he needs to do is put it in the fairway, two putt. And we are home with the green jacket. Not to mention, plus 650 before the tournament, plus 1,200 Friday when he was down six strokes. Somebody was looking at a nice little payday yesterday. All I needed was for Roy to bring it home.
Oh, this is about you now.
Oh, no. Did I say me?
Yes.
I meant somebody else.
Okay.
And me.
Fritz.
Okay.
Beautiful shot off the tee.
Okay.
To the fairway.
Yeah.
All we need is to put this thing on the green, two putt, and we're good to go.
And?
Can't bogey.
Okay.
If he bogeys, we're going into the playoff against Justin Rose. Second shot in the bunker to the right.
Oh, my
classic
God.
Rory.
Classic Rory coming down the stretch. I'm seeing money just flush down the toilet.
Yeah, you. Yeah. For you.
Man. Actually has a nice bunker shot out. To about what, would you say, 8 feet?
Less than 10 feet, yeah.
Are you still talking about golf, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Puts this shot in. We got the green jacket. But Roy, what does he do?
He choke again.
Missed the putt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bogeyed the hole. We got a playoff.
Doesn't sound like this guy deserved to win, to be honest.
He did.
He deserved to win.
Shut up, Spike. Okay.
Deserved to win.
Choked.
They go to the 18th hole. They had to replay the hole.
Why?
Because the playoff
tied.
Keep up.
They're tied.
Did they just keep playing one hole
just
until
one
somebody
hole.
Wins?
Yes.
Sudden death.
Both guys, nice shots off the tee. Oh, Justin Rose hits a nice shot into the green.
Yeah.
Would you say, Jack, about 15 feet?
I'd say 15 feet.
About 15 feet away. Roy needs a great shot inside of that. Boy, I'm telling you, like the great player that he is, he delivered in the clutch.
Stuck it.
Oh, hit the slope, played the slope.
Relax over there.
Brought it back. Yeah. What was that, 3 or 4 feet?
Had to be.
Now, Jack and I could tell you, we lack very little confidence in Roy making his 4-foot putt, his 3-foot putt.
Everyone at the party I was at.
Because he's a choker.
Everyone's saying, we missed this putt.
Yes. lo and behold, it was Rory's day.
Wow.
Rory McIlroy sinks the 3-foot putt.
And finally wins.
Finally wins.
Even though he choked a bunch of times.
His first green jacket to become only the 6th player in golf history
to have a career grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Spike, 11 years in between majors, Spike.
I got to tell you, Spike.
Yes.
I couldn't do the justice that needed to be done explaining what happened yesterday.
It did seem dramatic.
Man.
I wasn't watching.
And it was even better watching it in person.
One of the best Masters of all time.
Man. Really? My goodness.
Wow.
That's why we wait for Sunday at Augusta.
That's why it's so special.
Yes.
Yes.
A tradition.
Unlike any other.
Unlike any other.
Even though it's not sports, really.
All right.
All right. There it is.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well done, Ike.
I threw that.
Well done.
A little long-winded, but I had to get through the whole round of golf as fast as I could.
I think we got to bring these back for all the majors, actually. The Ike golf updates.
You want the PGA Championship? The Open Championship?
Oh, yeah, Open people.
And the British Open?
The British Open?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, what a day of golf.
Hold on.
What a day of golf.
The British Open is the Open Championship.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes.
It's the U.S. Open.
Okay.
And the Open Championship.
All right. Exactly. Well, we're a USA
show. It's not really called
here.
The British Open. It's the Open.
The PGA Open. Championship, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the PGA. Hold on, don't poo-poo that.
Well, it counts, but like, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be there next year.
Next year, of course. Can't wait for it. I'm just saying that the other three have.
The man's literally reading and
I can't wait for it.
The PGA Championship.
Yeah, but I've always said that the other three just.
It's the fourth major of the majors.
It's the fourth major.
Yes.
But it's a major. I wouldn't,
it's
you know, just me to you is trying to.
I get it.
You know, I try to help you
it's
out every once
amazing.
In a while. Yeah, talk
yes.
about how great that tournament
well,
is.
It's an amazing tournament.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just saying, it's a great tournament.
Yeah.
And Aronimink's amazing. I'm just saying that. Never mind. It's a great tournament.
Are you talking about National Appliance Warehouse? You're going to say, hey, they're the fifth best.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows the National
It's
Appliance.
Good, but fourth. Well, yeah, never.
I can't even whisper when talking about National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah,
I get so excited.
Get a little energy here, Jack.
Well, you got to bring it back up because you guys brought it all down.
I didn't.
Blue Chew's help.
Nah, listen, we'll get there. We'll get there. Listen, builders, designers, contractors, we know you're working hard out there for your clients. And when they need appliances, there's only one place to go. That's National Appliance Warehouse. Spike's a customer.
I am. Whole kitchen.
My parents are customers.
Really? Legitimately.
I know it.
Yeah, it comes on Thursday. I'm pretty psyched.
I can tell. Your voice is in the old.
Yeah. The microwave. I didn't know they made microwaves where you could lift the top up. It comes out in the drawer.
Microwaves are heating up, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally, no. This isn't the old school microwave.
No,
it's the wow
microwave. You pull it out of the drawer. Yeah, it's awesome. Anyway, go
pull
ahead.
What out of the drawer? Never mind.
Sorry, I had no idea.
No, listen, you can get it all at National Appliance Warehouse, even a microwave that pulls out of the drawer.
It does.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's great. So, from
the oven I got has an air fryer in the oven.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty advanced,
okay.
That's
right.
An advanced
stopping.
Oven.
I'm stopping.
An advanced oven. Whose
endorsement is this?
Never mind.
I'm sorry. I never shopped for the appliances.
Are you excited? You're excited about this and the TV. You know, you're excited about
a lot of stuff. A lot
like
of stuff.
Like he's never lived in a house before.
Yeah. Well, that's the first time I got to pick out all the stuff.
Listen,
all right,
and when you go to National Appliance Warehouse, again, Spike experiences, you walk in, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands from sub zero to budget. You can get an awesome little oven. That's great. A whole lot and a whole lot more. Also, listen, you're going to get the best price. It's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, Delaware. Being in Delaware helps. And of course, they always have great savings events and they always have industry-leading consultants. They're there to help you. They're engaging. They're smart. They're fun. It's good people down at National Appliance Warehouse. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fred sent you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here we go. Are you glad Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey are coming back next year? Wow, you really framed this in a way that, are you glad they're coming back? 84% say no, 16% say yes. 215-592-9494. Even me, who endorses them coming back, I don't know if I would say I'm glad. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up, A?
You got me? Yo. Okay, make sure you got me. Did I got background noise?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's a shot at Corey.
Oh. All right, Bronny.
Yeah, nothing gets past me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, A.
You got me?
All right.
Yes.
No, I think there's something wrong with Aaron's phone, actually. Oh. Yeah, though it's very funny. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm the right guy you're supposed to go to from Mount Airy. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, let's. Okay.
Pike, Spike, what's going on? How you feeling?
What's up, Chuck?
Did you watch the Masters yesterday, Chuck?
What'd you say?
Did you watch the Masters yesterday?
I don't even watch that crap.
Oh, that's unbelievable tournament.
I don't watch none of that. That's holding the crowd back with a rope, and you got to whisper when you talk about the sport. I'm good.
Thank you. Know you. I mean? This is something you and I are on the same page with, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm good. That's not my tip of tea. You know, everybody, you know, your own tip of tea, go do your thing. But that's not what I do. I don't, you know, I mean, that's
your own tip of tea.
Yeah. Tip of tea, you know. The tip of tea is the deep tea bag. You know, when you sip.
I don't think that's what it's called at all. Have you ever had tea?
Are we starting this at 3:45 now instead of 4:30?
A tip of tea?
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you tea classes right now. I'm calling for
tea classes with Chuck. Stink.
Philly stink. You hear me? And let me say this, right?
You know, get it off your chest.
Yeah, please, let me say, because you guys seem to, you know, Spike got a quick hook on me. He let, you know, I tell you the callers, he let just ramble on. Corey from Columbus, so-called leadoff hitter, he just ramble on. All these guys, oh, you know, Herb just ramble on. I got something I got to say, man. You know, I mean, Tasty Cake, Dom, all these guys. Listen, I got this to say, man. This is, they are a complete embarrassment. You know, the Eagles are not. But the Phillies and the Sixers are complete, utterly embarrassment to Philadelphia, okay? And I said a couple days ago, Spike Knight, Jack, that they are not in Sixers territory. Well, I lied. They are. You know, it's kind of just like a gambling addict or something, or somebody's addicted to something. You have functional ones, and then you have ones that just completely, their life is completely done and they need help. Well, the Phillies are just a functional one. You know, they make it look good, and make people come out to the stadium still, buy tickets, and they don't have no chance in hell of winning anything, okay? They have too many questions, and I said it. A platoon outfield, you know, you got a guy that's leading off, got a guy that's not leading off one day, got a guy that's leading off one day, no consistency there. The manager is where's Waldo? You know, he don't know what the hell's going on. He just want to be friends with everybody in the clubhouse. You got Bryce Harper, you know, whom I love, but I don't have to keep prefacing that. But he won't take his ass out to the outfield, you know what I mean? So we can better this team and get a real first baseman. You know, you got Trey Turner, you know, who stinks at being a shortstop. Like I told you, he's defense suspect. He don't want to go in the outfield. You know, it's just enough, man. You know, and it's so sad because guys like Bryce Harper or Willard, they're not going to win a championship here. They're just not. And the GM, he don't want to make any moves. You know, not even bringing up, you know, as small as bringing up a guy that's ready to come up from the minors. And that's Andrew Painter. You want to bring him up. You're waiting to bring him up. Why? What are we going to lose?
Because he's coming back from Tommy John surgery, Chuck.
I hear you. But listen, what's the difference between June and April?
What do you think? What do you think the difference would be?
Rehab.
It's 2 months. Listen, I bring the guy up.
Okay.
Bring him up. Bring the guy up.
He's had one start in Clearwater, Chuck. He's had one start in Clearwater. He just had reconstructive surgery on his elbow.
Get him up here. For what?
Listen.
So we'll have something we're excited about. Talk to him, Chuck.
It's not going to.
Taiwan hasn't allowed a run yet.
You listen to what. Well, don't bring him up at all then. What the hell? Don't bring him up in June then. If this is what you're talking about bringing the guy up, just don't bring him up at all then. You know, I'm just saying the Phillies are completely done. I told you what they're good for. You know, and anybody who thought they were going to be good.
All right, then enjoy them that way, Chuck. Knock yourself out.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's just they sold us a bill of goods. And you know, and I'm not doing my old call about them. But they're just, you know, they're pathetic, man. And they came back with the same team. Yep. If anybody who thought they was going to come back and be good this year, you come back with the same roster. You're an idiot or you're just ignorant to the game. You know what I mean? They had the same team that laid down to a Mets team that was average. And it was going to bleed over into this year, and I told you that. And that's exactly what's happening. They started off good, but they're coming right down to where they're supposed to be. And I tell you, they're not going nowhere this year.
They're
done deal. Okay? Now, the Sixers, all right? Daryl Morey had one job to do since he's been here. I want to say thank you to Daryl Morey and Joel Embiid for giving us probably arguably the worst season ever in Sixers history. Okay? And the reason why I say the worst season ever, because of the potential that we had going into this season. The hype, You know, the bill of goods that they sold us, mm-hmm. and it turned into this garbage. You know, he had one job to do, Spike, and that was to take this team and become a champion team, or at least get them over the hump. And he failed to do that. Somebody has to be held accountable. This is the show of accountability, right?
Yep.
So if you are,
we need that accountability, just accountability.
Has to be accountable for what's going on right now. This is basketball negligence. I'm telling you, that guy Joshua Harris, and I don't have a problem with Joshua Harris. God bless him. If you want to make $1 trillion, I've never been one to count somebody's money. But he has an obligation to this city. And just to run this thing back, with everybody coming back, just the old status quo is lazy and is negligent and is pathetic. You're going to bring back a guy that you know can't get you over the hump in Joel Embiid.
What do you? How would you get rid of him, Chuck?
Every year.
How would you get rid of him?
Say?
How would you get rid of him?
How would I get rid of Joel Embiid?
Yes, this thing that you want them to do, how are you going to do it?
He made it much more difficult to do that, Daryl Morey. This is what I'm getting to. I'm not, listen, this call is not about Joel Embiid. So don't start coming at me.
No, it wasn't about Joel Embiid. I don't know how you.
Let me finish what I'm saying. You know, this is accountability time, all right? The season is over. I heard the stupid-ass press conference. They have no plan for the future at all, okay? As a fan, this is frustrating. And I'm trying to tell you, Spike, Joel is a part of this, but I don't know how to trade him now. I don't know how. I don't know what to do. But you don't sign him to another extension. You know what I mean? That made it more difficult. But that's already done. It's already done. But then you go out and get Paul George that's over the hill, and then you try to sell us and say that this guy is going to be just as good as he was this year, you know, and the Phillies, or the Sixers rather, be just as good next year. We're going to bring everybody back. That's exactly what Daryl Morey was saying. We're going to bring everybody back. We're going to trust Joel. We're going to trust Paul. We're going to trust Tyrese Maxey. We're going to trust these guys back. Bring Nick Nurse back. Nothing changes. Nothing. While Joshua Harris is down Virginia somewhere twiddling his thumbs, you know, not worried about what the Sixers are doing, the Philadelphia fans are being sold a bill of goods that they're going to be just as good next year as they were this year. And that ain't good enough. So what I'm saying is it's over, man. You know, I don't know what to do, Spike. I just know that Joel Embiid ain't the answer alone no more.
Okay.
And Daryl Morey is the one, the blame for this. He needs to be fired. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
He needs to get fired, man.
All right. I don't agree, but good, but I understand your position, but I don't agree.
Now give us your chick flick.
Give us your chick flick.
But how can you not agree?
Because I already explained why I didn't agree. And I, like, I don't, we give us your chick flick.
Man.
See? I understand his point. I don't agree with it.
He wanted a little more from you.
Well, he doesn't.
No, he did.
All right. He doesn't think
But then when we do that, then he doesn't call for a while.
Yeah, he gets mad.
He gets mad because he feels like he doesn't get heard. He wants to go back and forth with Spike.
Well,
that's why he sat there and paused. He was waiting on you to come back.
If you think the guy should get fired because they had a bad year, right. I understand. Yeah. I understand. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where it is.
I was going to say that was impressive by you.
What?
To not fall for
the debate thing.
There. Yeah.
And the baseball thing. Football season can't come quick enough for Chuck.
Both of y'all. You think I didn't notice what y'all just did there?
Yeah. Come on, that was very calculated.
You didn't even acknowledge his baseball thoughts.
Would never.
No, I tried.
I know.
I did get in his ear, I said, you do it.
Yeah, no. He didn't even acknowledge his baseball thoughts.
I tried.
I know.
He wants a little pushback.
Whatever you think.
All right. So next time, Chuck,
I'm in.
We'll spar a little bit.
If he wants to yell at me about the Eagles, it's okay, though.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Well,
listen, only one of us is the face of this place. What do you want us to do? And they just won the freaking Super Bowl.
All right, you know what? I'm taking this. I'm taking the feedback with an open mind. I won't argue with him about baseball because I don't think he knows what he's talking about. But basketball, I will certainly argue with him.
Yeah, listen, not doing it. Not doing it. You can, everyone else can entertain it.
215-592-9494. What is your worry level with the Phillies? Are you very worried? Starting to get worried? Not worried at all. I'm not worried at all. Ike, borderline very worried.
Yes, I'm close to very worried.
Baldy joins us next. Talk a little Eagles draft.
Is he worried about the Phils?
Probably not.
I will say, yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Baldy joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.